comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Cardinals have informed quarterback Kyler Murray that he'll be released at the start of the new league year on March 11th, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Murray has been with the team for 7 seasons after being selected first overall in 2019. Elsewhere, the franchise tag window closed on Tuesday and 4 players received a tag this year. The Colts placed the transition tag on quarterback Daniel Jones, while Jets running back Breece Hall received the franchise tag on the final day of the window. Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts and Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens were also tagged earlier this offseason. Teams now have until July 15th to agree on a long-term deal with their tagged players. Plus, the Falcons were announced as one of the teams that will play in Madrid in 2026. The Madrid matchup will be part of a record 9 international games in 2026. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council and Airport joint meeting tonight. Slo County Airport launches new navigation app to enhance accessibility. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy early, then sunny today. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles City Council and Airport Commission will be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The meeting's purpose is to discuss an FAA commercial spaceport license for the municipal airport. Obtaining a spaceport license was part of the city's goals in previous fiscal years to diversify the local economy and attract higher-paying head-of-household jobs. The FAA has informed the city that its airport master plan must be updated in order to submit an application for a Part 420 commercial spaceport license. Updating the master plan began in March 2025, and the city estimated it would take 18 months to complete. Parallel to this, the city has been developing the technology corridor, allowing for test sites for rocket and jet engine propulsion systems in a remote area near the airport in partnership with the universities such as Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. The City Council and Airport Commission will receive an update on the process for acquiring a spaceport license and discuss the next steps in its efforts to complete an application in tonight's meeting. San Luis Obispo County Airport announced the launch of GoodMaps, an advanced indoor navigation platform designed to enhance the travel experience and terminal navigation for SBP. A release from SBP cites how the platform can assist travelers with low vision or blindness with audio guidance and visual directions for the deaf and hard of hearing travelers. Accessibility is an essential part of the travel experience, said Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg. Courtney Johnson, Director of Airports, said, quote, because this system operates without additional hardware or energy-intensive infrastructure, it aligns with our sustainability goals while improving the overall passenger experience. Templeton Historical Museum to host Some Like It Hot fundraiser. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. If you own a ranch brand, you're encouraged to bring it to burn your mark on Templeton history. Or for just $25, you can create and burn your own brand. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste, featuring the best of Templeton's home cooks. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza gave a presentation at last night's Paso City Council meeting on upcoming works. The first is the Phase 2 of Creston Road, which will include a roundabout at Rolling Hills.
And I'm pleased to announce that the bid docs were just finished today with between Vicky and I. So we are poised and ready to advertise for bids on March 12th. And bids are due April 23rd. And if all the bids are good and the apparent low bidder is a responsible and responsive bid, we will be ready to bring it to you for approval at your meeting in May. And then we would be ready to be in construction soon after school is out for the summer.
The last project was for upcoming pedestrian improvements on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street.
So Riverside from 17th to 21st is also on the list using the supplemental sales tax. But this time we're going to bifurcate the project. We will start with the curb ramp upgrades and sidewalk repairs. And we will structure the bid documents so that they must be done and out of the way before the Mid-State Fair. And then next year, we will start the road repairs, and then they must finish before the Mid-State Fair.
In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 110-101, the Suns over the Kings 114-103, the Spurs beat the 76ers 131-91, Magic over the Wizards 126-109. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Pacers, the Hawks will go against the Bucks, the Jazz will face the 76ers, the Hornets will go against the Celtics. In California news, the leader of California's Democratic Party, Rusty Hicks, called for candidates in the gubernatorial race who do not have a viable path in the general election to drop out. Hicks said that the lengthy list of candidates could risk locking out any Democrat from the November ballot. Governor Gavin Newsom announced on Monday that he may take funding from counties that he said are underperforming when it comes to using Care Court. Care Court is a program launched in 2023 that uses courts to get people into mental health treatment. Newsom specifically called out 10 different counties, including Monterey and Fresno counties. A teacher of over 20 years in a San Francisco high school has been placed on indefinite leave after allegations of alleged sexist and fat-shaming questions came to light. Algebra 1 teacher Tom Chen had questions on his quiz, such as calculating the amount of money you would need to spend on a Valentine date with a girl based on their weight. The teacher has been described as some students as well-liked and who wanted to make math fun. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Last week at Commodity Classic, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the One Farmer, One File modernization. This is an attempt to create a single streamlined record that follows the farmer no matter where they go in the USDA system.
The goal is simple. Eliminate redundant information gathering. Reduce friction in every producer interaction. Retire outdated systems and give farmers a single, seamless, secure experience at USDA. We will completely transform USDA's IT systems and change the way farmers interact with our department. And we will complete this initiative within 2 years. Up until now, farmers had to drive to a county office, be handed a paper map, and then manually certify their acres every year. This spring, we will roll out an advanced acreage reporting platform that will allow farmers to file faster and easier and enable USDA to deliver programs and assistance with speed and precision. We are working with our FSA county offices right now to pilot geospatial acreage reporting, the backbone of FSA programs.
The One Farmer, One File initiative is part of a broad modernization effort to unify all FSA, NRCS, and RMA systems.
It's been popping up in orchards and vineyards all over. Any origin theories, callers?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's Sevia fungicide from BASF, a category leader in disease control.
How do you explain these healthy crops?
Well, longer-lasting residual. Plus, it's built for current regulatory standards and prepared for what's to come, which improves crop marketing flexibility, so...
A fungicide that is out of this world? I knew it. Sevia fungicide from BASF. Or is it... Always read and follow link directions.
Two legacies, one standard. Green Mountain Angus and Rooney Angus invite you to their spring production sale Friday, March 13th, 1 o'clock at Pays in Billings, Montana. Selling 100 yearling bulls and 38 aged advantage bulls, including a strong set of heifer bulls. All developed for real-world conditions with longevity, maternal strength, and performance in mind. Bulls sell with genetic-enhanced EPDs and are PAP tested. Join on March 7th for the open house in White Sulphur Springs. For all the details, visit RooneyAngus.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Your friends at Opelo Vineyards invite you to their all-new Bud Break Barbecue March 21st at their Paso Robles Winery Estate. Your ticket includes an epic multi-course menu, wine pairings, beautiful vineyard views, and music by Leslie and the Soul Shakers, all happening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. What better way to kick off the spring season? This is the first of several flagship events coming up this year at Opelo. See the full calendar and get your barbecue tickets at opelo.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Improving pumping efficiency can significantly cut irrigation energy costs, Charles Burt, professor at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, said in a recent Ag Alert article. Burt said pumps often operate inefficiently due to wear or mismatched flow and pressure conditions. Cleaning wells and reducing drawdown can lower the total pressure requirements and energy use per acre foot pumped. in new drip systems, reducing discharge pressure from 45 pounds to 40 pounds per square inch to about 25 can cut booster pump power costs nearly in half. However, in existing systems, pressure reductions won't save energy unless the pump matches the new requirements. Variable frequency drives can improve control, but should meet high efficiency standards. Farmers should always maintain adequate pressure to protect irrigation uniformity and crop performance. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero, one designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday. Upper 60s Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 70s Monday, mid 70s on Tuesday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's an upbeat reading on the service sector of the economy from the Institute for Supply Management. Its reading rose to 56.1 last month, which is an improvement. Employment picked up and prices paid declined, a sign of inflation cooling. The services sector includes everything in the economy that's not manufacturing, from hair salons to car repair shops to hotels. Crude oil prices moderated after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the administration is drawing up measures to help ease the flow of oil in the Middle East, including going through the Strait of Hormuz. The job market held up better than expected last month. Payroll processing company ADP reported 63,000 new positions in February. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, it's coming up this Saturday, the 7th, at the Paso Robles Event Center. Family-friendly, kids' table, play area, and lots more. To find out more and get those tickets, it fills up. Go to friendsofnra.org.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. According to cowboy movies, in a shootout, the man who's the fastest on the draw is the winner. However, this wasn't normally so. A shootout that took place between gunman Charlie Harrison and Jim Levy is a perfect example. Show two gunmen, pistols slung low, advancing toward each other, with the fastest man on the draw, the survivor. There is more fable to this picture than fact. First, guns were not carried in slung low holsters.
As often as not, the gun toter didn't even have a holster. He stuck his pistol in his pants. Second, gunmen seldom walk toward each other, waiting for the opponent to make the first move. Third, the fastest gun, the winner? Well, you judge for yourself. On March 9, 1877, Charlie Harrison and Jim Levy met in Cheyenne, Wyoming. As they drank whiskey, an argument over their card game ensued. Finally, they started talking about shooting it out. Levy pulled his pistol, but Harrison was unhealed. So in the spirit of fairness, Levy told Harrison to go get a pistol. Harrison returned with his gun and immediately started firing at Levy. As Harrison approached Levy with bullets filling the air, Levy calmly pulled his pistol, aimed, and with one well-placed shot, downed his adversary. In 1882, while in Tucson, Arizona, Jim Levy had an argument with a local gambler named John Murphy. They agreed to meet later and have a duel. Unfortunately for Jim Levy, Murphy and two of his friends ambushed him before the duel. That's the way it usually happened. Incidentally, Bat Masterson and Wyatt Earp used the shootout between Harrison and Levy as an example of how deliberateness, not speed, was the essential element in a successful gunfight. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers. A mother-daughter team, Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews, will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series, which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650.
Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza gave a presentation last night on upcoming projects for the city of Paso Robles. Didis said that Phase 2 of Creston Road bidding is poised to be accepted by the council in May, with construction starting as school ends for the summer. The Templeton Historical Museum Society will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities include the annual chili competition, vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. An update from the Pentagon.
We can sustain this fight easily for as long as we need to.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth on day five of the operation against Iran.
As President Trump said, more and larger waves are coming. We are just getting started.
Adding they can't do anything to stop it.
The Iranian Air Force is no more.
And on top of that,
the Iranian Navy rests at the bottom of the Persian Gulf.
Now, the War Secretary alongside Joint Chiefs Chair General Dan Kane.
We will now begin to expand inland, striking progressively deeper into Iranian territory and creating additional freedom of maneuver for U.S. forces.
Court hearings underway in the House. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and State AG Keith Ellison grilled by Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Turning out mostly sunny, upper 60s. A couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 40s. Mainly sunny on your Thursday with highs again in the upper 60s. We'll take that. And for Friday, why not? Upper 60s, low 70s on Saturday. Upper 70s on Sunday, low 70s Monday, Tuesday, and mid-70s sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down, 6:30 and 6:01 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. Remember, you'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, Karen will have on Brad Pawlowski from the city, from the Paso Robles School District talking about the bond. The bond. Alrighty, so there you go. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Well, let's see here. Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there. 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch. Hit it for home. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. And, of course, you can do that texting as well. It's pretty easy to do. It's like calling.
Daddy want a radio. He tuned it to
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, whatever may be on your mind, you know how this works. Let's see if we got anything. Not there. I thought I saw something came in on, okay. Function of a spaceport. A spaceport is a facility used for launching and receiving spacecraft, similar to how an airport functions for airplanes. It supports various activities, including satellite launches, space tourism, and research missions, and may include infrastructure for vehicle assembly, testing, and tracking. Okay. And this is all done through private companies. That's my assumption. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yes, you were just reading something on the spaceport, and that's exactly what it's for. But one of the main things that they push for that spaceport is that they believe that tech companies will flock to this area to develop products that will work at the spaceport. I'm honestly the last person in the world who knows about what the intention is out there, except for that I do know that there is so much space and so much warehouse space and building space that they really anticipate that tech companies will want to come out to and build their, bring their companies here, which is also part of the argument that they made about building all those homes, is that if we expect people to come here, we have to have homes for them. So that's part of the argument.
What are companies moving in or leaving California?
Well, okay, so, and that's kind of interesting, because I really think that this idea was premature, meaning that that all of the ideas, I think, were great ideas, but we are seeing, yes, companies are leaving California. I don't think that there's a tech company out there that's going to want to move its personnel from Silicon Valley to Paso Robles when we have the kind of housing costs that we have and just general what the general economy is here. I don't think that that's ever going to happen, but that's not for me to say. I guess we'll just wait and see. I know that they should have had their FAA license a long time ago, but when they first applied for it, it was denied because the city didn't have a general plan. The general plan had not been updated in many, many years, so they had to go back and update the general plan, and now they're reapplying for that FAA license.
Well, as I said earlier, I'm not against this thing. I just don't know enough about it. But, you know, I pointed out that after I started looking a little bit into this, that there are some environmental concerns, and I don't know if they have been brought up by the people making the presentation, because I'm just guessing that the general public probably doesn't know. And then, as we've talked about with other projects out there, the accommodations for traffic out there, you know, we've been promised that, well, not promised, been told that, well, that'll be taken care of. But this city has a history of not doing that.
Well, I know. And the plans for the new road, the airport new road and the overpass and all of that are so far away. And most of it just has to do with money. But they're so far away that I look at the spaceport and I say, it's nothing I'm interested in. It's nothing I'm concerned with. I'll be dead and buried by the time anything happens out there. But you asked also if John Hammond is in favor of the spaceport, and yes, he is, because you have to remember, Mr. Hammond has a great deal of interest out there by the airport, and not only his business being out there, but he owns several properties. So he stands to benefit from the spaceport and any businesses that would come out there.
Well, wouldn't he or shouldn't he at least be advised by the attorney, or if nothing else, for his character, to recuse himself from any votes on this?
Well, you would think, but that hasn't happened so far in a number of items that have happened in this city where his company, Overhead Door, has benefited from projects that he has been, that he personally has, because of being on the council, he personally has approved of those projects, and then his company winds up getting the contract for garage doors, et cetera. That's definitely a conflict of interest. It certainly has been brought up to the state, or to the whoever it is you bring it up to, and they ignore it. So, you know, there's just so many times you can beat that drum.
Well, as far as you know, have any of the concerns about the environment with the risk of wildfire and contamination from toxins and having an impact on agriculture, because, you know, most people don't go out that way, but there's a lot of ag out in that area.
There is, and if you look at every single solitaire, if you go back and you look at all the presentations and all of the reports that have been done on the spaceport, you will see that there is an environmental impact report as well. Now, have I looked at it? Nope, don't care. And not the least bit interested. Not that I don't care that it would impact. I'm just not interested in delving into the environmental impact report and finding out what it has to say, because clearly it's been approved. So.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to bring up something else if we're done with the spaceport.
Sure.
Okay. So last night, Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta did a presentation, and our fire rating, safety rating, has been raised significantly. And one of the things I called in about was that I wished that boost in our fire rating would equate to lower rates from our insurance companies. Now, so far it hasn't, certainly hasn't from my insurance company, but hopefully it will somewhere down the line, that they will take a look at that and rate people differently, because we're a rural area and that's how we're rated. And hopefully our fire insurance rates will improve somewhere down the line because of this higher rating for the fire safety.
Well, Chris did that story several weeks ago, and that popped into my mind, but Atascadero also, and I think something was mentioned about that. I would suggest to people that they call their insurance agent.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that in some instances their hands are tied because it's corporate.
Yes, I mean, if I called my insurance agent, they'll say, look, you know, we get your rates from, you know, whoever it is, State Farm or Farmers or whoever it is, we get their rates. There's nothing we can do to change that. Your insurance agent, quite honestly, I think insurance agents are a joke. There's nothing they can do to fight the rates for you. You would think that you pay them to stand in your corner, but there's nothing they can do. So every time somebody says, well, I'll call my agent, I go, well, good luck on that.
Well, I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
To a point, because we've had, you know, as a station and even as private, is I've been able to do something, not, and this is not, it's not illegal or anything like that, but, you know, the agent would say, "Hey, Kevin, this is what they want." And if you have an agent who will work and is kind of like a little bit of detective, hey, when's the last time you did this? When's the last time you did this? Like, my point is, I've been able to do it over the last several years because I've gotten a little bit more aggressive, and it's worked out very well, either with some lower premiums rather, because the agents do want to work for you. Again, I know that they are limited, but also they can go to other areas within the insurance world to get things maybe a better deal for you. So I think it depends on a couple of things, your agents, and also how much time and work you want to, how much you want to work with them.
I would agree with that. And if you're looking, and if you're okay with changing companies, I think it's a great idea to go to your agent and say, you know, you got to find me something cheaper out there. I want the same coverage. I don't want to lower anything, but I need cheaper rates. And they can do that. But if you're wanting to stay with the same company you've got, there's not much anybody can fight about.
No, and, you know, and one of the things, like a lot of business is, including the government, most prominent, is one size fits all.
Yeah.
They say, right. Well, you live here. Well, you know what? That's not necessarily, and it's hard for me to explain, but I think you know what I mean by that.
I do, yes.
And, you know, insurance companies and other companies, they just do that. Well, your area code says, or your zip code says you live here. Well, what do you mean? No, this area over here has a higher rate. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like somebody says you're in a rural area. Well, I live in the senior community of Quail Run. It's a rural area, yes, but there's nothing around us, no forest, none of those kinds of things that would be what someone would look at and say, well, that's potential fire hazard.
Right.
So. Anyway, just one more thing. I did mention last night at the meeting that the need for station number 2 over here on the east side, which is on the other side of Sherwood Road, needs some upgrading. And Chief Stornetta said that is in the works, and hopefully this summer they'll be doing some sort of a presentation to expand and upgrade station number 2 over here. So I'm happy about that.
All right, well, see if you can work your peril with getting this damn street down here by the radio station taken care of.
Oh, I've been there.
It's terrible.
Yeah, you have serious issues over there.
Yes, we do. It's been that way for a long time. All right.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The caller had mentioned about the spaceport, and that's something I know a little bit about because I was really involved in the Vandenberg Air Force Base spaceport. And one of the things that people need to understand is that there's virtually no infrastructure out there yet. So just the amount of money and time, and I'm not saying that this is not a good idea or a bad idea or something that can't be done, but it's going to be a long time before anything like that actually comes to fruition. They'll have some basic, simple things possibly happening out there. But as far as the infrastructure for that airport goes, Vandenberg took at literally billions of dollars and lots and lots of times in order to get that whole thing off the ground and moving. And the bureaucracy it took to get through in order to get that done was... And Andrea Seastrand knows a lot about that because she was the executive director of the spaceport group that got that done in California. So, you know, this isn't going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take a lot of money. My only concern is that it will pull past Robles into a situation where they're investing so much time and so much resources that will take the eye off the ball of other infrastructure needs we have here, along with all the other needs that this city has as we grow to the point that we're going to grow because of the amount of housing that's going in right now. And we have a lot of other issues on the table, and that's a distraction as far as I can see at this point. You know, Paul Sloan's doing a good job trying to get that thing going, but again, people need to understand just the amount of money that it's going to take in order to get that thing moving forward is going to be pretty significant.
Well, and where does the money come from?
Exactly. Well, it's going to come from, well, the city's going to have to invest a lot of money and time into that. Paul Sloan's already invested quite some time into that.
Well, what I'm getting at is here, what are we talking about? Are the taxpayers? What about the company?
Oh, yeah.
What about the companies?
It'll eventually come to the taxpayers, but the companies are going to want incentives, and they're going to want a reason to come here.
Well, what has been the history of Paso Robles with incentives? They promise things, and the taxpayers the taxpayers end up eating it.
Exactly, and that it could be a boondoggle, but it could be, you know, it's a gamble. And Steve Martin was the one who pushed this initiative, and when I ran against him the first time, and I said this was just the shiny thing that he was showing to try to get people to think that our economic development plan was moving forward. But really, when you really look at the really real reality of what's going on, we're being distracted and our eye is off the ball. And I know that John Hammond wants this to go through because he does have interests out at the airport that are significant. But the bottom line is people need to understand that this may not happen. And then on another point, people need to understand that this city moved forward with asking for there to be put on the ballot a regional sales tax increase. And Chris, I don't think has really covered that. I think it should be, because this is another a tax that's going to go on Roblands for roads. And if you listen, you know, Chris Foss was about the only one, and I do have to get Steve Gregory a little bit of credit here, because he pushed back against this as well. And John Hammond voted to put this on the ballot or push it to SLOCOG to have them put it on the ballot. But I think we really need to start looking at our city councils. What is it that they're doing? Is there any real, there's a lot of fluff and a lot of nonsense, but we have problems here like traffic that is going to get off the charts, and we're not focused on the things that really need to be focused on. We're looking at things that are just, I don't know.
We're almost out of time. Let me ask you this, and if you can answer this quickly.
Yeah.
How many years from now do you think Paso Robles will be Santa Maria North?
Oh, it's going to happen fast, and we're not ready for it. It's going to happen faster than people think. Those houses that are being built to the east of us are selling fast, but they're selling to people who are very old, who are retired, and there's not a lot of young energy there to help build our economic base. And it's not good. It's not good.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
All right. Quickly here on this day in 1948, getting into the political season, the puppet Howdy Doody announced on the Howdy Doody show that he is running for president for all kids of the United States. His platform included two Christmas holidays, fewer school days, and free admission to the circus and rodeo.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Paso Robles City Council and Airport Commission will be holding a joint meeting tonight at 6 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's meeting will discuss the next steps in applying for a spaceport license at the Paso Robles Airport. San Luis Obispo County Airport announced the launch of Good Maps, an advanced indoor navigation platform designed to enhance the travel experience and terminal navigation for SBP. A release from SBP cites how the platform can assist travelers with low vision or blindness or the deaf and hard of hearing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Brad Pulowski discussing the general obligation bond from the Paso Robles School District. Enjoy that and enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.